Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and a producer of A Star is Born talent events. Our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. I just want to thank everybody for tuning back in on tonight. It is definitely a testimony to be able to do this broadcast from anywhere, because you just don't know, if you've never been in radio or entertainment, some of the glitches and things that could go on behind the scenes. So I just praise God that I'm able to be on here tonight to be able to talk to you. I thank you. This is Talk to Me Radio, hosted by me. We have been on the air for 7 years, over 10,000 listeners, interviewing celebrities, non-celebrities, youth, entrepreneurs, pastors, teachers, and any and everybody that is able to come on that can share their story, enlighten us, educate us, and to just inspire us. So I want to thank you. We're going into part two of our conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. Sex before marriage or not? To shack or not to shack? I do or I don't. Now, I know there's some people out there, you know, and you've thought about it and you said, well, you know what, I'm gonna talk about that on my radio show, or I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. But I asked you if you had some input, you had some suggestions, or you wanted me to ask a particular questions, or you wanted to be on the show, I told you to contact me. So I got some men on here. These are young men with fresh minds going places, and they're very gifted and very talented who are coming on tonight, plus my girl I got to talk to because she couldn't come on the last time. She's an author, and she has written books on relationships. She's a minister and also a TV host on Channel 5. So me and her have gone back and forth through the years and helping each other and just being a part of each other's broadcasts and productions and things of that nature. So I want to hear what all of them have to say. So we're going to have a little treat for you, too, because my first guest, Mr. Denzel Williams, not Denzel Washington, Denzel Williams, he's a recording artist and has a very lovely voice. And my second caller, Sebastian Truby, he has a very, very unique sound as well. He kind of reminds me of John D. But you're going to hear these young men. You're going to hear what they got to say. But you know doggone well, I cannot go on and start this show without giving some scriptures behind what I'm talking about. And so that's just how I do it. And I got to, like I said, standing firm on the word of God, whether we like what the word is saying or not, it is the word. And so it changes not. In Proverbs 18:22, it says, He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Okay, so you receive favor once you have seek and you have found your wife. And so this, to me, I heard somebody ministering on this particular scripture, and I never thought about it like this. And he was basically saying that once the man finds the wife, he knows from the start who he intends to be with. He knows if that is going to be the chosen one or not. And so he who finds a wife finds favor. So this is before he even marries this particular woman. So he who finds her, okay, so that is to me telling me that he's seeking. He's looking for the one. For those of you who are looking and trying to find that one that you're going to settle down with for a lifetime. And it's not with the intention you're jumping all over the board like a game of chess or checkers. This is assuming that you are ready and you're seeking that, and that's what you are looking for. So you receive favor from the Lord. And so I never looked at it like that, but that was definitely something to think about. Proverbs 19:14, houses and wealth are inherited from parents. Well, at least we hope so. That's how it should be, but that ain't always like that. Sometimes we hear stuff we don't want or don't need. But it says, houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. That means she's not wasteful. She's not a gold digger. She's not trying to suck you dry for everything that you own and have. She's appreciative. She is a woman of character and integrity, and I'm assuming compassionate to what it is that particular man is seeking and is looking for. And so you can look up the word prudent if you want to. I just don't have time to do that right now. Proverbs 26:7, many claim to have unfailing love. Okay, that means love that does not falter, love that's unconditional, that will never end. But a faithful person who can find, the righteous lead blameless lives. Blessed are their children after them. Okay, so you ponder on that. You know, this I'm coming out of the Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom. And so we know Solomon is the one who wrote this. And so, you know, if you think on these particular scriptures, you know, try to get some clarity, ask God to help you with them. And if you don't understand it, go to your pastor or teacher or someone near you that can break it down a little bit more if you're trying to get married and these are some things that you want to stand on. Proverbs 30:18-19, there are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand. Now, this is a man writing this, the way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a young woman. So basically saying it's incomprehensible, the love that is basically shown through a man and a woman. And if you've ever been in love, you just can't explain that type of love that you have for that person sometimes, because that's just what it is. It's an indescribable type of thing. We can give it many names, and it also lists exactly what it is in the Bible in far as terms of that is concerned, but it's many things, and love is action. And if you tell me that you love me but you never show it, I tend to want to not believe what you're saying. You know, I just don't like throwing that word "I love you" out there, because it's something that you should take serious. You know, some guys, they use it in the wrong way. They say "I love you" to these women, these young girls, just to have sex with them. And that's not what it's supposed to be about. You shouldn't play with people's hearts and minds like that, because you never know who's not wrapped tight and what's going on emotionally within them. These are things, when you get ready to settle down and commit, you got to ask questions. You got to go deep into this person, because this is somebody you're going to have to trust, share your personal space with, okay? Go to sleep at night, and them in the room with you. This is somebody that is going to be in your personal things, in your personal space, sharing everything that you have. And so you need to know who this person is, what their background is, their mental history, things that's in their family, on their mama's side and their daddy's side. What do you like? What do you not like? You know, how do you want to raise your children? How do you not want to raise your children? There are some things that you're going to have to ask, and you're going to have to figure out what is the best solution for you. Proverbs 31:10 says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." And so if you can think about that, she is of noble character. So you can go there and you can read Proverbs 31 for yourself. I'm just going to read a little bit of Ephesians, and then I'm going to read a little bit of the bio that of Denzel, and so you can know a little bit about him before I bring him on. But Ephesians 5:22-33 says, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present herself to him as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any blemish, but holy and blameless. In this the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself." And so we can break that down. I know many people have read that. If you've ever been a member of a church and you've heard this particular scripture, but it's talking about you submitting yourself unto Christ. And as you submit unto him, he's supposed to bring you the one that is ordained for you to have, that is designed intricately for you when you are seeking. This is what it's saying to me. But if you have not submitted to Christ, how can you expect your wife to submit to you? Because to me, you're not going to make some of the sound decisions that you could be making if you were under Christ's covering, and if you were under his lead and having a relationship with him. See, this is why we are married to people, and, you know, I've seen it so much, which is why I have no desire to rush into getting married, that are unequally yoked. You know, you got people who are alcoholics, drug addicts, you know, perverts, you know, all kinds of things out here. And I've seen some good marriages. I've seen pictures of it. I've seen a less than a handful of people up close and personal. But I'm talking on a broad range, because I deal with survivors of abuse. So I'm seeing and I'm hearing a lot of stuff just in the past couple of weeks. And I'm not just talking about women abused. I'm talking about men and men being abused in situations that they have no business being hurt in. and underneath people that they trust and are worshiping under. So we got to really be careful. And if you decide that you're choosing someone and you are a Christian, these are some things that you got to think about. Because if a man is beating you, if he's beating your kids and out of control, if he's molesting or raping anybody in your household or anywhere else, for that fact, that's somebody that you do not want to be subject to. I'm sorry. I mean, an alcoholic cannot make sound decisions. Drug addicts cannot make sound decisions. If you constantly smoking weed and high all the time, you ain't making sound decisions. I'm sorry. I have to put it out there. I used to smoke weed many, many years ago. Believe me, I was a number one fan. I had pictures on the wall, everything, rings, you name it. And I can drink any man under the table. That was a long time ago, over a decade ago, okay? But you are not sober-minded and not thinking properly. So there's no way I am going to allow a man and trust him to make sound decisions for me, and he's not in his right mind. Now let's move on. I'm going to read Denzel's bio, and it says that Denzel Williams, born September 22nd, 1991, is a Connecticut-born R&B singer, songwriter, and producer who has been involved in music since the age of five. Throughout his school career, Denzel has been in many musicals and has had solo parts in the school choir. Denzel was one of the performers at the World's Largest Pledge Anti-Bullying Festival in upstate New York. He has also performed at the local bars around the area. Denzel took his talents to Amityville, New York, to perform for the Earwax Sessions and was asked to return. August of 2014, Denzel released his debut EP, Mr. Williams, that has been circulating the internet on sites such as SoundCloud and can now be purchased on iTunes, and it can also be heard on iHeartRadio. He's 23 years old. He has a single out, I Want to Know What a Girl Wants, and I heard him sing some other song, TLC. He said he was just fooling around, but we're going to see what Denzel has to say on the subject of shacking, not shacking, I do or I don't. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Denzel?
That's good, that's good. How you doing today?
I'm fine. And, so just, Denzel, just tell us whatever I didn't read in that bio and you want to share, just give us a little bit of who Denzel is.
Okay, no problem. Since that bio, I've aged a little bit, so I'm 25 now. That bio is pretty up to date other than my age. So I'm a very laid back individual. I was raised on old school music and R&B and soul and funk, and people tell me I was born in the wrong era and I have an old soul, so I've owned that over the years.
Yes. Yes, you do. You're very laid back. I've always seen you respectable. Anytime that I have encountered being around, you've always been a respectable young man. And I've never seen you wild and out of control. You're always just real low-key. You know how to have fun, but you're low-key about it. And I think that's a blessing to see a young man who's also an entrepreneur as well as a recording artist. What other stuff do you do?
I actually just recently, probably in the last few months, just started making my own apparel. So, like, I have hoodies made, T-shirts. Just recently, I got dad hats made that have my little slogan, "Do you feel good yet?" I got those made, and I sell. And if anybody locally wants it, just reach out to me, and I'll personally deliver it to you if you're around the area. If you're out of state, we can still make it work, and I would definitely deliver it to you, ship it to you, and everything like that. So that's pretty much just building my brand as an artist and especially an R&B artist is what I've been doing for the past few years.
Okay, and let's get the preliminary stuff out the way. How can they contact you before we get into the topic and before we hear you sing a little something? Just tell them how to reach out to you.
You can reach out to me on all social media platforms. So on Instagram, it's pretty much my name. It's just underscore Denzel Williams, all lowercase. That's on Instagram. On Twitter, it's Mr. R&B Smooth. On Facebook, it's simply my full name, Denzel Williams. And I'm also on Snapchat as well, and that's DWilly2291 is my Snapchat. My Snapchat name. I have, like you said, my EP is out, Mr. Williams, which you can find on iTunes, Tidal, Google Play, Spotify. I'm waiting to hear back from Pandora, and there's another platform that's on. Oh, YouTube. You can hear it on YouTube. And I just recently put out my latest single, Feel Good, featuring my cousin King Kami, which has really been received well. And I'm forever humbled by the support and the love that I've gotten for the song. So that is, and we also shot a video for that, which is on my YouTube channel. And you can just type in my full name again, and it should pop up.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. And we already know that, you know, the younger generations, especially the kids and, you know, the young adults, they have so many platforms of being on the internet. And I tell anyone that's a pastor or is trying to start a ministry, if you can't get with technology, you are not going to reach the new generations. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to learn it. You're going to have to. But then so, yes, you agree, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So Denzel, are you a Christian? Let me ask you.
Yes, I was actually raised in the church. My parents both went to church, and as a young, from when I was a kid, I would always attend, you know, their churches, because my mom is actually from Virginia, and my dad is from he's from Princeton, Maryland. So, and they're both different denominations. So I kind of got the best of, you know, the best of both worlds, you can say. My dad, I believe, was Baptist, and I can't remember what denomination my mom is. I did grow up in the church, and I did attend Mount Airy for a while as well. So.
Oh, all right, wonderful. Yeah. Shout out to Mount Airy. Yep, Pastor Bennett, and he was down there with the protests. And Charlotte and Donna's a friend of mine. I've been knowing her for years. Since PLPI in 2003, they're beautiful people, really are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pastor Bennett, he's a cool dude. I always like when he's a preach Bennett. I like it.
So, anyway, we're talking about some things on here, and I don't want to get into all of them because we could be talking for days about this particular subject. As a young man, you know, I know young men, they have to, you know, develop, get to know themselves, learn to date, and then they eventually go out and they, you know, try to field, you know, whatever they call it. You know, and it's more accepted when men do it. It's not accepted when women do it, when young women do it. Do you think that people should have sex before marriage or not?
I'm going to be completely honest. At this point in time, because things are so different now, obviously, from like when my parents were my age and younger, that it was such a big, it was like a taboo to have sex outside of marriage. And now it's so accepted. And, you know, we got terms now, like casual sex. Like, back then, you know, that really wasn't too big of a term, but now it's kind of become the norm. I honestly feel like it's your personal decision. on what you want to do. If you want to have, you know, if you want to wait to have sex until you're married, then so be it. My thing is we're all grown and we're human. So, you know, passion and emotions and everything like that do come into play. You know, the moment may call, you may be involved with somebody, and it just happens. I have younger friends who are strong in their religious faiths and are, you know, waiting until, you know, marriage, or have had sex, you know, prior to they got really deep into their religious faith, and now they're kind of like holding off until marriage. So I can't knock anybody's decision on that. You know, it's a personal thing.
Now, your first date, how old were you?
My first date, I was 15.
You were 15. Okay.
Yep.
So what was this? Briefly, real quickly, tell us what that was like. I mean, did you have to meet the father of the girl you were dating? How did that play out?
We actually knew each other prior, so her parents had already known me, because we actually went to, like, preschool together. So they had already known me and everything like that. But we, you know, grew apart since preschool, but then we met up again, ran into each other. You know, I met the father, and it was just pretty much like re-meeting everybody, because, you know, you hadn't seen me in, you know, the 12, 14 years. So it had been a while since you had last seen me. Last time they saw me, I was running around. I was like 3 years old and, you know, didn't know what was going on in the world. You know, I met the parents and everything like that, and it was, you know, it's never an issue. You know, because my parents raised me right. So it was a good meeting, man. And we actually ended up going to see, I believe the movie was Mission Impossible 3. So that was a while ago. I was still in high school.
Okay.
Actually, no, it wasn't Mission Impossible 3. It was actually The Da Vinci Code. Yeah, that was.
I really like that movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so if you, let's bring it up to the future. 10 years from now, you're married, you're settled down, and you have a daughter. Now, what advice would you give your daughter as far as dating is concerned, and would you allow her or want her to have sex before marriage?
As far as sex before marriage, I would just want her, it's back to what I said, it's her personal decision. I'll tell her, you know, just be careful, be protected, be aware, you know, of what's going on, and, you know, and make sure that most of all that the dude is respectable, because, I mean, there have been so many situations, especially now. I can't imagine what, you know, technology is going to be like 10 years from now, but I know with so many, you know, you got Facebook Live and Instagram and Snapchat, you know, people are, you know, taking, you know, you're recording things now. You got these pages on social media where, like, you know, sex, you know, girls with dudes are recording and having sex with girls without the girls' consent and everything like that. So I would just, you know, advise her to be extremely, make sure whoever you do it with, you know, is if you do it before marriage, you trust them, and they, you know, they understand that, you know, the moment that y'all are about to have together is between y'all, nobody else.
Do you think that girl or that boy should be of age, or doesn't matter?
Definitely be of age. And that's, you know, and what is of age now, you know, legally, various states. So, you know, whatever of age is for you as a parent, you know, you can't really monitor. You can't be there every step of the way with your child. I know, you know, my mom, you know, not necessarily with, you know, sex, but I know with, you know, you always say, all right, you know, don't drink or until you're 18. But, you know, the reality of it is I'm not going to be with him all the time. So there's going to be a moment where he may have a drink and I have no idea. So you would hope that, you know, your daughter or son will have it when she's of age, or they're of age, or he's of age. So, you just hope that they're at an age where they understand, what's going on and what they're about to do. So, you know, whatever that age may be, Digi.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stop you right there because I do want to hear you sing. I know we have your friend Sebastian Tribby coming on at 7 o'clock, so hopefully he'll be calling in soon. And I do have to take a quick break and make a couple of announcements. So go ahead. Just let it rip.
All right. I'm going to sing one of my favorites. I call these guys, they're my godfathers. I like to call them my godfathers. And in the group, everybody knows them as Jodeci. So I'm going to sing one of my favorite Jodeci records. Ready? All right. It's been an hour since you've been gone, and that's too long, so come back home. I'm sorry that I want you, lady, what do I do? You know you're everything I do. Yeah, baby, do what you want me to. I would do anything, get on my knees for you. So, yeah, that's a little bit of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in the poet world, we just do some snaps right here. I can't clap. I got the phone in my hand.
I hear you. You got to snap. Jazz snap.
Yes. Well, I'm going to go to a quick break. I'm going to play some music. This is Talk to Me. We just got our second caller calling in right now. So thank you so much, Denzel, for calling in and sharing your thoughts and opinions on this subject and sharing who you are. And
I thank you
so much.
thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. That was Denzel Williams. You are listening to Talk to Me Radio. I am the host, the producer of this show for about 7 years, a little over 7 years now. My name is Minister Sheree Humphrey. You can call me Sheree. You know how to reach me. Like I tell everybody, call me. I'm all over the internet. There's no way you can miss my phone number. So I want you to know that you can get my book. There has been some corrections that's been made as far as the sites are concerned. I'm still learning it because I'm just now new to this paperback stuff. But if you go to my website, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org/books, then you will be able to see the list of books that I have, the list of books that are available in ebook, the ones that are newly published in this past 3 weeks that I wrote, which are Boo, You Got Me Twisted, Black Woman, My Best Thing, Junk Draw, Where My Daddy At, Light Skin, Dark Skin, I Win, and also Don't Hurt Me With Brutality, plus my niece's book, The Dog Who Had Asthma. The correct pricings are up there. And like I said on my website, if you want any of the new books, including my niece's book, call me personally to put that order in. I have different forms of payments that can be made for my books. I have just received a big order that came in from the month of July, so I have been all over the place putting in, dropping the books off to people who placed orders. For books for last month, which was a really big order, from Stanford all the way from Stanford, New York, all the way to New Haven. So call me if you want to order the older books, which were published in April. They are, most of them are still available on Amazon, but I'm urging you to call me personally or text me, and we can set up a time when we can meet. If you are out of state, arrangements can be made. My call is holding on very patiently. I just want to play a little bit of Yearning for Your Love. Okay, well, I got to stop it right there because I need to read this young man's bio and have him on. Sebastian Tribi was born in Haiti and came to America at a young age, learning how to speak English and developing a very broad cultural understanding in the process. His diverse background helped him to appreciate and study various styles and forms of art from around the world. Studying abroad in Italy helped him to further and increase and develop his traditional art abilities, which includes pen and ink, typography, pastel, watercolor, and oil painting. My type of guy. I mean, this guy is into music. He's into all kinds of things, DJing, and he's an artist. His development led to graphic design sensibilities and were based on the core principles of traditional art. Sebastian is a freelance designer. He has done some work for Blue Buffalo, high-end consumer electronics show catalogs for Sony and Microsoft, also the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, Botanical Gardens, and more. So we're going to have him on, and we're going to hear his thoughts, and hopefully he's going to sing something for us as well.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I was worried I wouldn't be able to hear you. I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
Okay, all right, wonderful. So, Sebastian, I mean, tell us what I did not read. Who is Sebastian? What are you about?
Me? I'm just a person that loves art, loves music, and I'm passionate about all different types of things, DJing and entertainment, and I'm Haitian. I'm very proud to be Haitian. I know it's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about because Haiti gets a bad rap. The person who's Haitian, I mean, there's a lot to be proud of. Haiti was the first island that was free from colonialized slavery, so it's a very important thing that they don't really talk about much in the U.S. And I think that
Absolutely.
They should, because it's a rich history that gets misinterpreted. And I think that if more people talked about it, I think it would be very empowering for people to know, because and I think in the U.S. they try to mask a lot of the history that comes from other places and try to trivialize some of it.
You are right.
So I think
they
that,
don't try, they do. Yes.
Yeah. And they succeed.
You're definitely
right. They definitely
succeed. You know, it's amazing that you said that, because you said the first colonialized country, and it took me all the way to go to all the way to Ohio to Wilberforce University to even learn about that. So it does have great history, and I understand where you're coming from with that. So how did you get into the graphic design, though?
Well, for me, I've always been into art. When I left Haiti, I was about 4.5 years old, and I came to the U.S. in 86, and I fell in love with art and music right away, as far back as I could remember how to talk. So I didn't know how to speak English or anything like that, and for me, I fell in love with music. I felt different having come from a place and not knowing how to communicate with people. So when I came to the U.S., art and music were my escape.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because me and you, we connected because you were passionate about music. I was passionate. You know, I am passionate about music, and we were just connecting on that level. And I told you, you remind me of John B. You seem like you got that same swag that he had back in the early 90s. So it's just fun watching you when you sing. I really enjoy Denzel's voice as well as yours. So where do you get training as far as the music is concerned? What is your musical endeavors or background?
Well, for me, my dad, he was someone that loved music more than anything. I sadly lost him last year to cancer. But the truth is, when we came to the U.S., I wasn't allowed to do too much because we didn't really have our own place for a little while because we lost everything in Haiti. So in the process,
right.
I lived with my parents and my sister in my uncle's house. My dad's a twin. So while we were there, my dad would listen to old 45s, and he had a ton of 45s that he left with my uncle, and it was basically Yusef Lateef, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Fats Domino. My dad loved jazz more than anything, and so I really kind of grew up listening to nothing but jazz records. And then on the other hand, my mom, she liked classic soul records. So between the two of those things, I fell in love with that. But then something kind of amazing happened. Like, I didn't know how to speak English yet, but I guess in about 85, 86, I came across a song when I was in my friend's house. And I was too young to know what it was about, but I heard Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh doing Lottie Dottie. And and I realized at the time, like, I didn't understand why, but I could remember everything. I had a photographic memory. So I memorized the entire song after hearing it 3 times. And
wow.
I would be able to recite the whole thing. And then I realized someone gave me a Slick Rick tape when they found out that I was in Slick Rick in 88. So that's when the Great Adventures of Slick Rick came out. So it was 88. And within 3 days, I knew the entire album. So I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the storytelling. I fell in love with the composition. I fell in love with the humor. I fell in love with every aspect of it. And it was something that was so culturally rich that I think a lot of people didn't quite understand at the time. And I think if you were like me and you were coming to the U.S. or you had an open mind and you fell in love with it at the beginning, it was incredibly easy to fall in love with. I mean, there were so many different types of MCs. You had Rakim, who was completely...
Well, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
Because I know you can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
You got to get your
true.
Own radio show. But I got to stop because we're running out of time. And I definitely
want
you to sing. Very quickly, what would be the best marriage proposal you would give in the future to your wife to be?
Well, for me, I think sometimes simplicity is actually a beautiful thing. And I think in all honesty, finding somewhere like a beach and then being in a gazebo of some sort and then, you know, just walking there just for a walk and then proposing there, I think would be very elegant. A few rose petals and the ambience. I think the ambience would be really nice. And just having like a band off to the side just start playing after that happened, I think that would be something really special.
Yes, yes, and that sounds beautiful. Now, before you sing a little something for us, please tell people how they can contact you if they need to book you for graphic design projects or whatever it is, or music, DJing. How can they reach you?
The best way to reach me is my cell phone, which is 203-803-0556.
Okay, wonderful. No other social media sites you want to give them?
I mean, for right now, the other easiest way to find me is to add me on Facebook. I'm about to add a few other things like Twitter and Instagram. That's something that I had before, but I'm getting back into it now, so I haven't fully set it up, and I don't want to send anyone to the wrong
place.
Okay.
But you have a beautiful website.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. Thank you for mentioning that. I forget about it sometimes. I'm not kidding. I really do. It's www.bastienarts.com. So SebastianArts.com. So my name is spelled with an I-E-N as opposed to an I-A-N, because it's pronounced differently in French. So SebastianArts.com with an I-E-N as opposed to an I-A-N.
Okay. And so just a quick yes or no. Do you think you should have sex before marriage?
Well, here's the thing. I think in this particular day and age, with the divorce rate being as high as it is, and the fact that a lot of people are actually in a situation where more people are getting divorced than they're getting married, I think that the divorce rate is actually like 52%, which means that it's actually surpassed the marriage rate. The problem is a lot of people don't really get to know each other, and I think that being intimate with someone is a huge part of getting to know them. And I'm a religious person, but at the same time, I feel like it would probably lower the divorce rate if people actually got to know each other completely before they got married, including learning to live
with
someone.
All right, stop right there. I gotta stop you right there. I need to hear a little bit of your voice. Just give us a few bars. I got my third caller that is on the line holding right now.
All right, let me see if I can... I'll do something really quick. I'll do this for you. I'll do a little French, though. Le pas touché, parce que je frappe ton tête avec le vent musique, et que le demi, le mes amis et moi, on peut voir, ce n'est pas ma mauvaise, parce que je frappe ton tête avec le vent musique. And that was
now give it to me in English.
All right.
In English,
it won't rhyme the same way.
I don't know what you say.
It won't rhyme the same way in English. Yeah. But I'm basically saying that... you know, in the 2Ks, you know, like basically I'm coming up in the 2Ks and just basically saying that, you know, we might be poor in country, but we're rich in spirit, and we're hitting you with the hot music, you know. That's just a summary.
Well, I didn't
want
to hear
meant.
You rapping. I wanted to hear you singing because you got a beautiful voice. You have a really beautiful voice. Yeah,
my man Denzel was on before, and he actually has a fantastic voice for singing. Yeah, I'm more of a person that loves to rap, so I don't want to say anyone wrong, but I will leave you with a beatbox if you want. But I don't want to.
Okay,
I don't
give me a
come
little
on.
Something. Not
I don't
too
wanna,
long.
I don't want to come on. I don't want to come on and sing after someone who's a much better singer than I am. I'm
no,
a rapper,
you two have
most,
two
but.
Different styles. One thing I'm gonna tell you right now: never compare yourself to someone else. Because if I'm asking you as a radio host to come on and to give me some of your voice, then that's because I think you have something, and I know there's other people who think the same too. So never compare yourself.
I really appreciate that. I think for me, when it comes to rapping, I don't really do that. But like I said, because that's something that I've been doing since I was little, and
yes.
I take it to the utmost seriousness. And I really mean that. I mean, if you've seen my video, there's a video of me beatboxing for Slick Rick. And I had the opportunity to beatbox La Di for him on stage, too. So
well, I can't get into that right
honor.
Now, Boo, because then I'm not going to have no time to interview my third
just,
caller. So just give me
a little
bit of what you
beat
got.
That you know.
Okay.
Leave with that.
Okay.
That's that music soul
child. I love you for that.
I love you too. I'm looking forward to seeing you this week. I hope you come out. And also, I'll be filling in real quick. I'll be filling in at Golden Star on Sunday from 9 to close.
Okay.
So I'm DJing music and karaoke. And my man Silas comes through. We'll be doing Lottie Dottie over there. So if you can make it out there.
Okay.
I hope to see you.
All right. Well, y'all heard that if you want. Okay, I hope. All right, then. Talk to you soon. Sebastian Tribby, and he was giving you a little something from his beatboxing. I'm just going to take a 30-second break and play a little bit of Luther Vandross. So you can't compare Luther Vandross to Gap Band and John B. They all have their own separate lanes, like Charlie Wilson and all the different greats and people who have graced the stage. Never think yourself less than the next person, but never think yourself greater either. But do not put yourself down for the gifts and talents that you have just because someone else may be using a different platform or have received different types of accolades than you. Trust and believe and have confidence in yourself and trust God that he will open up the doors for your gifts because he says he will make room for your gifts. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a house is not a home. Okay, this is Talk to Me Radio, hosted by Minister Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough and Talk to Me Media and the Star is Born Talent Events, where we're standing firm on the promises of God. That song just does something to me. I just can't listen. I'm plugging in my girlfriend. I introduced her before. She is a wonderful woman of God. She is very funny, but she's very serious when it comes to helping people and ministering and doing outreach. She has two ministries. She has a TV show on Channel 5, Keeping It Real. She has allowed Diamonds in the Rough and my winners for the past 8 years to come and grace her stage. She is also an author of many books, and so I'm going to tag her in right now. Hello?
God bless you. How are you?
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You for having me once again. Greetings to your entire audience.
Hello, you know, Savanda? Savanda.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm just like right now, this song has brought me back to 1984. You can go ahead and just take over.
Okay, because you seem like you're about, I said, why is she silent? Girl, 1984, I think, gosh, well, 1980, I was hitting kindergarten. 84, that means I would have been in a third or fourth grade. So, you know, I was a little young to be in love
yeah,
with
right.
everybody. But my book, but God bless you on today. I was listening to the broadcast, just really enjoying Sebastian, and I went on and request him as a friend since he said he needed friends on Facebook. And I said, God, Sebastian, a little cute little thing. I said, go ahead, Sebastian. So God bless him. and all your guests that was on today. I know we don't have much time. The last question that you asked Sebastian, I was listening to him, you know, within the faith, and you said, should it be sex before marriage? I don't know if that's what you want me to hit and quit before I get
yes,
here.
Yes.
So I'll say it like this. If we're coming from a biblical perspective, there is not sex before marriage. If we come from a perspective of just who we are now in this day and time and season, I've talked to several people. Personally, for me, it is my in my best interest. I prefer not to have sex before marriage. I want to take that moment for my husband. However, I will tell you that, you know, I'm not going to act like I am a virgin because I'm not. I have, you know, my child out of wedlock. I have had sex. But, you know, in being respectful and just with the person that you with, depending on, you know, again, you tell them what you want, you know, what you expect before marriage. And if you guys are sitting down, you're having a conversation, this is somebody that you in the relationship with and y'all talking, you know, you're going to lay all the cards on the table. You're going to say, this is what I prefer, you know. And I'm not saying that if you do have sex before marriage that your marriage is not going to work. I'm not saying beat yourself up and just, you know, stay in a rut. I'm just saying that sometimes we give up the cookie too fast. And
that's
when
right.
You give up the cookie, you know, it's like sometimes there's no expectation in a marriage. Like, what am I going to look forward to? Or at some point, what if he doesn't like it? And I think a lot of guys' standpoint, you know, and say, well, you know, sex is an important part of marriage. What if I, you know, when we get married, I don't like what you're doing? Well, then you will get to know and you will get to learn what that person likes. You can talk about it, you know, and it's up to you guys what you do during that time, because the bed is undefiled. But at the same time, you have to make sure that this is what you want. That's just one part of marriage, because your marriage is not going to just be based on sex. I don't know nobody who's going to be in the bed all day because somebody got to go to
right.
work, get the lights paid, and
yes.
everything else, or whatever, pay the mortgage, whatever your arrangement is. So you can't just base your marriage solely on sex. It is an important part. But what happens as the years grow, you know, and maybe something may happen sexually, you know what I mean, where you can't perform
right.
or you can't whatever. So, I mean, I believe that sex is an important part, but at the same time, it's not, it doesn't, to me, make or break the marriage unless you wasn't totally honest in the beginning.
Right. Right. If that was your number one priority for getting married, then maybe it will break you. But I agree with you in so many ways, because it's communication, it's trust, you know, being able to know this person. And my thing is, I don't want surprises. I mean, yes, I want to follow the Bible, but we all know that I'm not a virgin. And some people
yeah.
never had the opportunity to be a virgin because that choice wasn't given to them. So,
right.
you know, I don't want surprises. I don't know what you got down there. You could have a bunch of popcorn. You can have, I don't know what. You could have a bunch of warts, a genital warts
right.
all over you. I want to see what's going on.
Well, here's the thing, Cherie. You may want to see what's going on, and I ain't going to say people don't take a peek and don't do all the other stuff, because I like to keep it real. You know, I like to keep it real.
Yes.
I mean, I feel, and this is me, and I could be wrong, I don't feel that if you have a high sex drive that God will put you with someone that has a low sex drive. I believe that when you are together with someone, that God is putting you together because of the compatibility, because of the things that you love and that person love is, you know, you're going to have some differences, but you're going to have a conversation. I know now for those who are not having conversations, I feel sorry for them, but I think that conversation
yes.
about sex needs to take place before marriage. I think, you know, what you like done, all of that stuff has to take place. That conversation has to take place even if you don't have sex before marriage, because you want to know what it takes to please
right.
that person. You understand what I'm
yes.
saying? So you want to know all of those things. Again, you want to lay the cards on the table. You don't want surprises, but, you know, at the same time, you want to be able to communicate, talk to the person, tell them what you like, tell them what you're about, you know, and I believe that it is an important conversation to have.
Yes, I think so, too. Communication, even throughout the marriage. I mean, I have not been married, but I've been with a person long enough to be considered married 3 times. So
right.
my thing is that you got to have communication. Don't assume just because you've been with the person 15 years that they know what you feel or know what you want, because people change. You know,
exactly.
people grow, people evolve. Their dreams
yeah.
might differ than what they did. If they met you at 13 or 14, by the time they're 33, they may not want that no more.
Exactly.
So I agree with you, but go ahead. Tell us a little bit about your books on relationships.
Okay. I actually, I haven't written really only one book I've written about a relationship, and that was the first book, Virtuous Women, Single But Not Alone. I talk about Christian women, you know, having the struggle. One chapter talks about being saved, not blind, and how sometimes we may be attracted to a man and all of a sudden, you know, we get lustful feelings and, you know, we see a lot of things and we just damn ourselves to hell because, oh my God, all these feelings are running through our bodies and we don't know what to do with these feelings. And, you know, I mean, I keep it real with you. I experience the feelings all the time because, you know, and I say,
right.
you know what, God, help me to channel my feelings, but I'm not going to be damned to hell because I have feelings. And so that book basically helped the Christian woman or women in general, because they don't have to be a Christian that trying to maintain their bodies or whatever. It just
right.
helps it keep you in perspective on what you need to do when that time do come or whatever. You know, you don't have to always beat up yourself about things that happen naturally with your body, because your body was created for certain things. And so I just want people to know out there that there's feelings that you have. You just need to know what to do, not to do it with everybody, because everybody don't deserve your body. But there's times where you want to be with a man, where you want to be with a woman, or whatever the case may be, like, you know. And so sometimes you just have to know what to do. And in those times, and again, the book is good for men too, because they can see what the women, you know, how we are feeling and what we're thinking. I do have a group that's called When Destinies Meets Purpose. It is a single group for men and women, and our purpose of that group is to promote healthy relationship, have these kind of discussions like you're having now, Cherie, and come together and have fun as singles. But at the same time, we should want to mix and mingle with the men that are there or the women that are there and meet somebody. Then that's the perfect opportunity, because you're in a safe environment. You want to know what you're getting before you get it. You know, you don't want to go out there and just
yes.
pick just anybody. So what I have opportunity for people to be a part of the When Destiny Meets Purpose singles group. And, you know, we keep it real with each other. We have real discussions. We talk, you know, about everything. We don't bash men. We don't bash women. We don't step on each other's feelings, but we come out and we talk about our feelings so that we can understand each other better, so that we can have a better relationship with each other. We have healthy relationships, you know, and so that's the goal of the single group.
And that's a wonderful thing, because we got to stop covering stuff up. Kids need to know this stuff as young as third grade. And I've been in the school system a long time, and I've seen some things, I've heard some things, and I know of just by working with them and being around kids of my own that I've been a part of their lives for years. off and on throughout the years of different children. You got to have the conversation early, and you got to have good touch, good touch, bad touch, all of that stuff, so that the child can grow up to be a healthy, strong, confident human being and feel validated within themselves, so they don't run out here being promiscuous and sleeping with any and everybody. And it says better to marry than to burn. I mean, I've been a celibate for 11 years. It's a miracle. Straight down from heaven.
I would say congratulations to you. And I feel sorry for your husband, but congratulations. hope you don't kill him, but congratulations. you know, let's keep it real. Hope we got a strong back or something, you know, sister. But in reality, to piggyback off what you say, yes, it does start as early as, I would say as early as the child can understand. You said third grade, I said early as they can understand. You tell them about appropriate touching. You tell them about how to love their bodies, how to take good care of their bodies. You talk about hygiene. You talk about what is a good touch, like you said, what is a bad touch. So when they get like our age, because, you know, there's some things that we did, we were experimenting. We had no idea what the hell we was doing. And excuse me for all the listeners, but we had no idea what we were doing. We were experimenting and we were curious because everybody kept saying, oh, don't do this, don't do this. And they never said why. They never explained. You just back in those days, you don't ask no question why. They just tell you don't do it.
You
didn't say what, but why don't we do it? But it's always good to say to someone, to educate them. Had I known then what I know now, child, I would be a whole different woman today. But I appreciate things that I did go through. I appreciate the stuff that I did experience throughout my life. I do appreciate that because now it helps me teach the younger generation what not to do and why they shouldn't do it. And I think that is very important. And again, Cherie, I commend you on, you know, just doing this Blog Talk Radio and all the ministries that you do just to empower people to get them educated and to talk about these things, because that's what's going to help us getting our feelings out and talking about it and not bawling out, bawling it up on the inside. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be able to come on and share with you also.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God is good, because I tell you, I've had a couple close calls, and I didn't think I was going to make it. But I said, Lord, you better hurry up, because you said it's better to marry than to burn. And I said, I'm a ball of fire at this point. So I it's funny that you said what you said. Let me get off, because I hope this is still recording. We went over a little bit over time. So thank you so much for all that you do in outreach and helping people and bringing people together, such as men and women, to try to bring a bond and a repair, a bridge that possibly has been broken. So thank you, girl, and I will be talking to you soon.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too.
Right.
There you have it. That was Minister Savonda Gaskew of Channel 5 Hartford. Keeping it real show. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. We will be continuing this conversation, but getting more into different types of proposals in case men don't know what they're doing and they need some help. So that can be creative. So if you want to be a part of this conversation, hit me up, email me, call me, Facebook me, Instagram me. If you would like to order a book, please give me a text or a call. Leave me a message if I don't pick up. Thank you so much. God bless. And thank you for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio.
make any